As iron sharpens iron, so one man sharpens another. Welcome back to the Iron Saints podcast with your host Dan Willis.
Welcome back, Saints. It's a new day, a new episode. We are going to continue our journey through Luke today. Yesterday, we knocked out the parable of the sower. Today, we're going to take a look at the purpose of the parables. This will be a nice breakdown. Give us a direct from Christ reasoning as to why parables are used, how we can apply them. For all of you men listening, thank you so much. After the brief hiatus, I wasn't sure how many people would actually be able to catch the new episode, and it was one of the best of all time. So thank you so much for that. It's a blessing to be able to hang out with you guys and just rip through the word every day, even just for a little bit. So it's exciting that we might be able to get to the end of the Luke here. So let's keep going. Grab your Bibles and let's get down to it. So as always, guys, I'll be reading from the ESV. I do encourage you guys to follow along in whatever translation you prefer. I understand sometimes you guys are listening to podcasts as you're commuting or driving, and it's just not possible. You may not have a Bible handy. No problem. I always make a point of reading the scriptures. I think that's a really important part of a daily devotion, is actually reading the word, not just breaking it apart and doing the exegesis. So today we're going to break down Luke chapter 8, verse 9 through 15. Let's get down to it. And when his disciples asked him what this parable meant, he said, "To you it has been given to know the secrets of the kingdom of God. But for others they are in parables, so that seeing they may not see, and hearing they may not understand. Now the parable is this: the seed is the word of God. The ones along the path are those who have heard, and the devil comes and takes away the word from their hearts, so that they may not believe and be saved. And the ones on the rock are those who, when they hear the word, receive it with joy. But these have no root. They believe for a while, and in a time of testing, fall away. And as for what fell among the thorns, they are those who hear, but as they go their way, they are choked by the cares and riches and pleasures of life. Their fruit does not mature. As for that in the good soil, they are those who, hearing the word, hold it fast in an honest and good heart and bear fruit with patience." So this one's kind of fun because it's not always that he goes through and explains the parables to you and gives you an understanding, but it's kind of like a 101 on parables for Christians, right? And as men, we often don't have a ton of time. And I'm not saying that women have an abundance of time, but as fathers and husbands, sometimes there's just not a ton of time. And I really do love these parables because they pack so much into these small lessons, and they give you something that you can really wrestle through and kind of play with like a Rubik's Cube in your mind throughout the day. You can keep these on your mind and heart. So the purpose of the parables coming out right at the beginning there, where Christ is saying, well, the reason that we do this is intentional. These teachings aren't for everybody. I know often the feeling of the church is, well, you know, all scripture is for all people. Yes and no. Here he's saying pretty clearly that there are those that are intended to receive this message and those that are not intended to receive this message. To some, they'll hear these parables and they'll be able to understand clearly what they're saying. They'll just have the ears to hear. Meanwhile, highly educated men, rich men, were standing there. Pharisees would have been among these crowds, and they're completely oblivious to what he's saying. They don't understand. The teachings escape them, and it's not because they lack the knowledge or wisdom in order to be able to understand them. It's because they simply just don't have the ears to hear. They do not have the eyes to see. The use of the stories and the parables to do this, it's not an Aesop's fable that has a clear moral at the end. Instead, it's a lesson that only really makes sense to those that are pursuing Christ, which is kind of special. This is something that it makes me think back in the World War II stories of the kids that had the secret decoder rings, right? I don't know if you guys remember these in comic books, and I'm not saying I'm from back in the 50s, but I do remember the secret decoder rings, and you'd have the ring and there'd be a message, and you'd have to twist the ring around to get the real message that was there. And only those with the ring were part of the club, right? Only they could understand and decode the message. This is kind of that for Christians. An assurance that this knowledge is meant specifically for you. It's something that Christ gave just to you. So today I would encourage you guys to just, as we go through the rest of these parables, realize that and rest in that. These messages were built not for the world, not for everyone. It's for those that God has called. It's for those that God wants to speak to, who he's opened their hearts, he's opened their eyes, he's opened their ears, he's opened their minds. And if that's you, what a blessing that is. If it's not you, I would get praying. Have an amazing day out there today, guys. I am going to pray for us right now before we head out. As always, guys, social media, there's Facebook, there's Twitter, there's Instagram. If you guys drop me prayer requests in any of those channels, I will make a point to pray for those things in those channels. As well, anybody that just reaches out directly via email, I am also happy to have the prayer requests. Prayer requests can be anonymous if you would like, but without further ado, let's get down to it. Lord, thank you so much for all of those who are able to take the time and listen to your word. Pray that there would be many that are able to hear and see the things that you want us to see, the things that you want us to hear. Pray that we're able to hold that comfort, Lord, that you're not just spraying, praying your word. You have a very direct purpose. You said these things for us to have. It wasn't for the world. This was for the church. This was for the body. This was for your bride. This is a conversation between you and your bride, Lord, you and your church. And that is an amazing gift. Thank you so much that you would care for us enough to provide these teachings. Thank you so much that you saw fit to give us teachings that even the children can understand, but deep enough that the men can wrestle with them. In your name we pray. Have a great day, guys. Hope you are enjoying. And as always, I'll be back again tomorrow with another episode. Take it easy.
Thank you for listening to the Iron Saints podcast. If you are looking to share your prayer requests, check the description for social media or email to contact the show. Blessings on you all until next time.